But we all agree on that.
Good.
So, so what you need to help me with is to jumpstart this conversation in a direction where we get more details about exactly what is being planned. That is what we have to discuss. Because we agree that something, I don't believe that everybody agrees that something is wrong. They got some people in this country who somehow, because they have been there, or they aspire to have their children or grandchildren go there, wherever there is, they don't see a problem.
Right.
So they don't see that. And I appreciate that.
But that's why I'm starting where I am, because this is the biggest problem, you know. The biggest problem is people to understand that there's need for change. Because the change is going to work its way out, and we have to be ready for that discussion. But if you don't feel there's need for change, you're not entertaining the discussion.
But change can also make it worse. So that's where you have to discuss what that change is.
So part of the proposal is understanding. Once you understand why we need change, we can now look at what.
No, but you sound like you are a proponent of change for the sake of change. That's what is wrong with your argument.
No. Let me go. I'm going down the road with you. We are saying that we have to move up to the secondary level on full zoning, sir.
I don't really. I can't deal with a discussion that just tells me that and leaves me there. That's not useful to me.
No, but I ain't leaving you there. The schools like Harrison College and Queens College would no longer be secondary schools. Those schools that people think has all the EM credentially, they will be removed from the secondary school list, and they will
achieve what?
But there are the schools now that you will go to when you become 14. When you between 14 and 15, when you have a better idea of where your core.
Who said that? Who told you that? Where did you hear that?
We are here talking about proposals, sir.
No, this is your proposal. This is what you are putting on the table.
Yes, this is what you're putting on the table.
Fair enough.
The children are the same way children go to school at primary schools closest to them, because this would allow for the mixed ability to continue through the secondary phase when children are not yet clear as to where they really want to go.
Man, let me tell you something. You know, several months ago, I rebelled against the idea that the people at Ellerslie changed the uniform and tried to make it as close to Combermere as possible. I mean, I haven't forgotten that yet.
But you know,
if I rebel against that, if I rebel against the idea that somebody would want to go and change the name of a school that was in existence for 30 years and 40 years, you could imagine how the people at Harrison College and Combermere would feel if you went and made that kind of drastic change to the institution that they went to and that they revered. I think you still have to take all of those things into consideration. Up to this day, I ain't get it out of my craw, the Ellerslie school uniform change.
That don't make it right, sir.
Well, for me, it's right.
No, objectively, on this program, we should be thinking about the best for Barbados.
Yes, but you are entitled to your idea. Just hold on. You're entitled to your idea.
Yes.
But your idea then has to be discussed. You didn't discuss. Hold on. Only one of us could talk at a time. It's better for the conversation. Your idea needs to be tested. Parents, old scholars, and all of these people have to be involved in that discussion. You know, it can be high-handed. It can be something that, you know, you just drop there like a bomb, and you're going to get competing views. And the whole experience is one of trying to look for the best ideas and compromise. But in many instances, you will never get unanimity of opinion, all right?
Right. We are happy about that. And I am happy. That's why I am happy to put what I'm saying on the table. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have the beat back. That's not a problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we want to, once we are on the same page that we are in about the best interest for the most, mm-hmm. then we understand we are functioning from the same fundamental base. What we must see is what obtained and why it has emerged into the current morass that we are currently in, sir.
All right.
Why would children go to school?
We cannot really reach a conclusion in this discussion. We have gone far enough to say, look, you and I agree that something is wrong. We now have to look at what are the steps that could be taken to improve the situation. But what you don't want is to create a greater mess. You don't want to create an environment where you have more people who are coming out of this system who feel like failures and behave like failures. We've got to go, though. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a concern. I'm concerned about the situation in Barbados with respect to the decision to allow the carnival assassination to dock here, right?
Yes.
I would have heard about a case where in China, I think it was in China, about a situation where a person was tested negative on a plane. When he reached home, then he was tested positive. So that is my concern.
Well, I think, you know, as best as we can, we have to put some confidence in the protocols which the people in the Ministry of Health have instituted. Certainly one of the issues that people look at when you are assessing the individuals is where they have traveled to and all of that in recent times. They have, in examining this situation so far, concluded that all the tests proved negative, and the other information that would have been at their disposal does not appear to support the idea of putting the people into quarantine. Now, that's the decision that has been taken. I think that we all have to be conscious of the fact that sometimes you look at one horse to win the race, but it is another horse that you haven't been looking at that can hit you. And in these circumstances, all we can do right now is take the advice that has been given to us, which is be careful, be exceedingly careful in how you are dealing with others, are you cleaning your hands and stuff like that. I believe, ma'am, that this is going to turn this cruise industry upside down. And,
yeah.
You know, but you are worried about it?
Yeah, I'm concerned. Then I heard this morning about a lady that said that she would have contacted Carnival, and they said that, you know, they're adamant that they're not giving back the money. But I believe that at least they could give another option, like putting back the trip until, like, next year or so, when there's a little more certainty about what is going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a complex issue. I heard a story, I think it was the day before yesterday, it said that in China, some people who were cleared, who got the virus and were cleared, turned up with the virus again, you know, and that has thrown a spanner into the works, because it means that for all that has been said by the health officials about this disease, there are some unknowns as well. All right? So we got to be as careful as possible in all of this. And I think your call also is for the authorities to be as careful as possible in dealing with it. because there are those unknowns. All right? Thanks for calling. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Austin Husbands.
Yes, Austin.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a little correction to something that actually came through, that Conrad Reeves
was the first
black speaker.
Yeah.
That Conrad Reeves was the first black member of Parliament. He was never the speaker. Kenmore Nathaniel Raystone Husbands, Doc Husbands, was the first black speaker. And it's all documented. Mm-hmm. So just let's correct that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Down to Brass Tacks. Welcome to the program.
That's what you said. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, sir. Morning. Hi, I just want to make, this is my first time calling on the program, and I just want to make one comment, just a couple of minutes of your time. I just want to speak in terms of the operators, the minibus operators and other operators, even the taxi operators who use these roads. Now, I know a lot of callers like myself may call in on numerous occasions and comment and make statements about how reckless these guys drive on the road. Now, I'm not sure if this may be already put in the system, but I believe that there should be a more stern restriction pertaining to these guys, and even also the owners who allow these drivers to do a lot of stupidness on the road. Let me just diverse a little bit, if that is okay with you, sir. In terms of like the person, the driver who made these offenses, right? I think that when it comes to the insurance company, that their name should be labeled across all the other insurance companies, knowing that this person or this driver is a risk, is a very high risk on the roads of operating these vehicles, and shouldn't be a driver. I also believe too that that the owners of these vehicles, some of them know that these guys drive reckless on the roads, but allow them still to drive because it's about money. They bring in this $275 or whatever money is when the week come or when the day come, and that's it to them.
And there's only a relatively small pool of these drivers too.
Yes. So I believe that, you know, that something should be put in place even to them also, that they also too will have to pay a fine, or you know what, you allow this guy to still drive your vehicle is basically be like, you know, scarred in the system. You know what, we have this permit. I mean, if certain statuses or certain restrictions are put in place like this, then I believe that these owners and drivers will take their job a little more serious, because then because it'll be like they're putting their other lives at risk, and it will help, you know, see us a little better in regards of drivers. That's 20.1. Sure, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I heard you 5 minutes ago speaking to a lady in connection with like sailing and the virus on the ships and things. You know, I am one, have to go on the ship today as well. But I call for your advice. See, it seems like you don't know what you're getting into.
Precisely. You just don't know.
You don't know. And I just come looking at the information from television, and it's very deadly. You know, and we are struggling here with the hospital. And I don't like how the authorities went about, give you all clear, and then the agent saying that you can't get back the refund because they get the all clear from government. To me, that is not fair, you know.
So which boat were you supposed to be leaving on? This carnival fascination?
The same one that I saw anchor. I look at yesterday, anchor off the sea yesterday. And, you know, this was a fun cruise. You're not happy, you know, and to save your money.
You've already paid the money, so what are you going to do now?
I think the authorities should get involved. Because I heard the Prime Minister, she spoke with the authorities. I think she should meet with everyone that going this afternoon.
But remember this. The people in Jamaica and Cayman Islands, a few days ago, they stopped a ship from docking. And the people said they only did it out of fear, that there was no good enough reason why they should have done that. Yes, people fall ill, you know, on a regular basis on cruises, but every illness does not mean coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So if the tests have been done and there is no suggestion of a coronavirus, the dilemma is that you are running a tourist industry and you're also looking at the tourist dollar, the extent to which the country is going to be hampered by that, while at the same time looking at the fuller implications of bringing coronavirus into the country.
Yes, it seems to me everybody's looking at the dollar, but not at the citizens.
No, I don't think that's a fair position to take, because let's understand this. If the virus comes into Barbados and a number of people are affected by it, then the whole industry, the dollar, is also seriously impacted.
Destroy.
Right. So you're trying to make sure that you let the science guide you on the matter, which is let the doctors and the specialists do the testing that is required. You also have to take into consideration that they got people, for instance, who bring drugs into the country at ports of entry that are not properly monitored. Any one of them could bring the virus into Barbados and pass it on as well, you know? So those are the, and that's why it is particularly important that vigilance be heightened in this regard. But I really sympathize with you, sir, because, I mean, you paid your money, you can't get it back just like that. So you're going to go on this.
I think you need help. All of us
go on this cruise. Your family going with you, or is it just you?
No, three of us from the home. Three.
Wow.
And you know, that's money. You know, that we probably work real hard to go and have a little cruise. But I think the authorities should. Everyone going to this afternoon should be able to come meeting, and like put back the cruise or refund the people. I see that they did that one with. You want to have the 5,000. You see, we need to come together in Caribbean. We are too soft. We just trample all the time, trample. The Caribbean need to come together, not only for cricket and football and soccer and jumping up. We got to come together because the people have the power, not the boat. You know? That's my feeling.
I do
people
understand.
Come together.
I understand the concern. But the question is whether you can get enough people there.
Because, you
who
know.
Are going to do that?
When you look back at history, like these folks thought they were going for work. You remember in Germany? They were heading to.
In your case, it's scary. In your case, the cruise is supposed to go where?
Just to the Caribbean. Through the Caribbean.
Yeah, but in the same way that St. Lucia.
From the American country to Puerto Rico.
Right. In the same way that St. Lucia felt that it wasn't equipped to take the vessel when the others were on it and they were ill. You must bear in mind it's a completely different group of passengers, but the crew remains the same most likely. I assume that the crew is going to be the same. And in those circumstances, I don't know the details as to if there were members of the crew who were afflicted by whatever was happening there. But, you know, I could understand that you feel uneasy about it.
And I think the authorities should help the people today. You know, that's hard money. You know.
Well, the authorities are going to say to you, they have done the science, and the science has said all is clear. There, you know, all the tests came back negative.
Yes, and I just come from television. They told you
right,
that, no?
And they want you to at least believe.
Go ahead.
Right, yeah, not to go ahead. They are saying to you that it is safe for you to go because this is not coronavirus.
And then going to a quarantine for 20-something days, you know.
No, but the quarantine. But, sir.
I saw the people trying to get treated so bad. You know, they just welding up the people's doors that they can't get out. Welding up the doors.
Listen, this is psychology at work. Here are you. Influenced to a large extent by all that you have seen with this virus in other parts of the world, all that you're hearing, and therefore you cannot be persuaded that you should be going on this boat right now because your big fear is coronavirus. And no matter who tells you that the virus isn't on board the ship, as long as somebody has been sick on it, you start to feel that there's that possibility. And that is it is hard to fight that. It's hard to fight that.
All
right, we really have a dilemma in how we're going to deal with this problem, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, sir. I wish you well. You need to keep me posted as to what really happens at the end of all of this, huh? You don't. This is the kind of thing that while you're on the, if you go on the ship, if you get if one of the younger people is there to, and they have Wi-Fi access, you tell us, send me a WhatsApp and tell me what's happening, so that you get a sense of what it is like to be on board with these other people. If that is what it comes down to, all right. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you, sir?
I'm well, and you?
Not too bad. I'm still praising God that the blessing coming, and we did all these protecting people in Barbados. You know, you got to look at things differently. I can remember years gone by. In 2001, I'm a guy that lived working in town for 35 years. Never had chickenpox in Barbados. Gone up there with 34 guys. One guy leave and met next door neighbor. And the next thing you know, he caught chickenpox. And God said, we should never bring him back into the bunkhouse. You know all the men that had chickenpox. And the big joke is, men up there, 2 weeks, I was down in the police office, had me in charge of the guys and things. And I asked, how the guys going to get food? And you guys, you know, first time, the company loved me to say that they don't pay for chickenpox. Probably you've got to fall off on the equipment or your machine or anything. I said, holy man, you get lucky for us that we should donate some money, years and all the guys, a little insurance money. That I will ever call the office in Toronto and say, listen, these guys are first timers, somebody's going to eat and drink. And we got that sort of money. You know, so something, you can't always, you got to protect the country. And that chicken pot was so bad, Mr. Ellis, that the guys that had it couldn't go to the greenhouses that worked for two weeks.
How would you suggest that we protect the country in this particular situation?
Take as much precautions as we could.
And that means, you think they should cancel this particular cruise?
I feel it's everyone, supposed to be canceled, guys going, I wouldn't take the chance to go on it. Like, so if it was me. Because I know what chickenpox is. I had it in Canada. Lucky for me, I use it all the time. Remember, Mr. Dominic, they tell me some lime and some thing, and I rub it up. But some guys, they come going town to even to cast the text. Guys had to go up, you see, all on the top of the head, all about the foot. You understand me? So it's very something you got to take precautions to protect, you know? And that subject, I think. We have some policemen here that understand it. I remember my daddy said, who's complained that they didn't get the money for the Agapus last thing for the last couple of 2 years or something? Man, the policemen work hard and think, man, if you want to protect the country, you got animals in part to protect. Man, pay the people the money. For God's sake, man. That's all with you, Ms. Evans. Have a good day, my sir.
All right.
Thank you.
I know one thing. Bridgetown, traffic in Bridgetown this afternoon is going to be something else because, as you know, with the road closed off, up there by Fairchild Street, and so much activity in Queen's Park. Wow, I shudder to think what it is going to be like. This matter of dealing with the coronavirus and its impact on people who are actually traveling from Barbados at the moment or planning to travel is a very interesting one. Most that we can do here is feel the concerns one way or the other. Somebody says here, too much is unknown about this virus. It is just not worth the risk. And then another person says, they say that a crew member from the Philippines had fallen ill on this particular vessel. But here's an argument that I think you also need to take into consideration on the other side of the coin. He says, while one can understand the concerns of people traveling on cruises, they have to understand that Carnival Fascination is only one ship in the fleet. Carnival cannot just cancel or refund persons on one ship alone. Moreover, cruises being canceled are only those going to Asia. If you go on YouTube or Google, one can see that cruises are still happening in the Caribbean, etc. But sir, that doesn't seem to make contact with the fear of the unknown. And this is one of the big issues with the coronavirus, the unknown. And you have to ask this question. If you were in a similar situation, what would be your response? What would be your fear? Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, David.
Yes. Hi.
I'm calling to speak to you about the building at Parkinson.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a condemned building. It's just an abandoned building.
Yes.
Soon after the construction of the highway, there were a set of traffic lights close to that building. So when vehicles stopped at these traffic lights, the emissions were coming into the building. So the persons, it was decided to abandon this building. Since then, they have removed the traffic lights. So no vehicles park close to the building. But the engineers said you should allow the building to remain there so it would block the noise from filtering to the rest of the school. To reuse this building, all you need to do is soundproof and air condition the building.
Well, and I'm glad that you have made that point, that it has been abandoned rather than condemned, because that makes sense to me. You may abandon it for a period, but once the environmental conditions that cause you to abandon it are no longer present, then you are in a position to reactivate the use of the building. It makes sense. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. I just want to make a very quick comment because I did hear you. I just joined the program and I heard you ask about the mood on the boat, on the ship. And I did speak to a passenger yesterday.
Yes.
On the boat, as well as this morning. I can't say if he's still on the ship because I don't know if he's gotten off as yet, because this morning he said that they were expecting to start offboarding around 9:30, and they were expecting to get the, you know how they normally clear the vessel, he figured it'd be done around 7:30 this morning. But from what he told me, everything on the boat, on the ship, everybody seemed perfectly fine. He indicated there was a crew member, I think an engineer, they gather, who was ill. They screened him, and it's not corona. He doesn't have corona. Apparently, there's someone who had influenza A, whatever that is. I'm not medically trained. And I think they checked some other passenger that was feeling unwell, as would happen with any place in the world. I think I have a couple at my office who might not be feeling well today for whatever reason. That's normal. But from what he told me, they had a fantastic time. Everything was fine. He said last night, the Honorable Mia Moore Motley, the Prime Minister, as well as the several members of her cabinet who were on board, and everything seemed fine. Everybody was addressed. Everybody was in good spirits. So I was just responding to your query about getting a WhatsApp from someone who's on the ship.
No, in regard. But I appreciate that. But what I was saying to this guy, because he is kind of concerned about what is going to happen, he is reluctant to go. But he has no choice but to embark on the vessel right now, unless he wants to lose his money, because it is not a situation where the government of Barbados hasn't given the all clear. The government has, because
right.
of the tests that have been done. So I was saying to him that once he goes on board and he's into the trip, then it would be useful if he were to get some information back to us so that we could get a sense of how things have been going along
right.
the way.
Right. Well, from what I was told this morning, everything was perfectly fine. They had a wonderful time. The reason they couldn't go in St. Lucia, as best he understands it, was because they don't have the facility for testing the individual that was, presenting as ill
yes.
or unwell. And that was, from his understanding, the only reason. But he said it was a fantastic cruise. So I'm just sharing that with you because I spoke to him yesterday. I spoke to him again this morning. He was still on the ship, and everything is fine. The spirits are fine. I don't think people on the ship seem particularly perturbed. In fact, they seem to have thought that it was misinformation, and you know, it is the social media. People get a little information and they go crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see, it is in that climate that you can have somebody who is booked to go, who will now be adding all of the hype that has been put behind this, all that has been said in the media and all of that. And he will lump that with what has been said about Wuhan and China in general, the spread across the world, the World Health Organization and all of that. And he's going to say to you, look, boy, in these circumstances, I don't feel comfortable going on this thing. And, you know, people talk about the fact that once you are on board a vessel,
there's no getting off.
There's no getting off. And this is something that can spread very rapidly. So all of that is what will influence one person or the other. I mean,
and understandably so, you know. I can't blame a person one or the other for how he feels, how the information comes to him. Because to be honest with you, if I were considering optional travel at this time, I would think twice.
Yes, that is exactly what is happening. And you may have to think twice in circumstances where you might not get back your money.
Well, there you go. But money and all,
yeah.
What premium do you place on your health and your life? You know?
But there's another way of looking at it. And I can stay in Barbados and still get coronavirus.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
All right, sir. Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling. Down to brass tacks. Down to brass tacks. I have this WhatsApp message from a Barbadian living in Germany. He says, this is the same problem here in Germany with people who booked holidays. You can only be refunded if the government declared a state of emergency in the destination country. So you have to bear your losses. And he says that there are, I think it's a mail, says there are school classes who were booked to travel to Italy and they are not going to be refunded. Then it looks as though this is somebody who is in the States. They say, we are on the train and subway every day. It's scary because windows cannot be open. So when someone coughs or sneezes, everyone is looking around to see who and where, and putting their scarves over their mouths and noses. This is obviously in New York. It says, when we get into Union Station, hundreds back to back, and they of course people are sneezing and coughing and coughing into their hands most times. And some people are wearing masks, but not many. So this person says it is scary. So this is the real world confronting many people, Barbadians living abroad right now. And you know, we sit down and listen to all the information, the news and stuff on about this, but we have to be aware of the fact that there are many, many Barbadians whose lives are already being touched by the coronavirus in the way that this particular person has spoken. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Peace be unto you, Mr. Ellis.
Yes.
I am touched also by this not refunding. Even if they don't want to give them back the money, I feel they should give them a trip some other time, because Isaiah, there's a scripture verse in Isaiah saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. Like the gentleman was saying, how the other people enjoy themselves. People that have to get on that ship. Now, a crew supposed, or a vacation, you're supposed to enjoy yourself. Then they're not going to enjoy themselves, because everything that happened, as you said, the people say, when anybody cough, everybody looking around, the same thing is going to happen. And I feel sorry for them. This time, these people must be saved now for a few years, or probably maybe borrow a loan to go on a cruise, and now look what happened.
So what happens to the Barbadian who is not, the Union Station is in Toronto. But what happens to the Barbadian who is on the train and has to go to work every day in the circumstances?
But they're scared too. They're going out there. They have to go because it's compulsory. You got to go to work. You think that they ain't going every day. And the person, they're scared. You don't hear, you see that the person said that they just be looking around and people wear masks and scars on their face. They're scared, but they got to go. But for me, I feel that the company should get the cancel the straight for another time.
All right, but let me ask you something. Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. And if more cruise ships decide that that is the way that they are going to deal with this problem, what will happen to the tourist industry?
So, Mr. Ellis, suppose these people going out and they get sick.
I've heard you, but I want you to look at the other side of this too. It is not only the Barbadian who is going to be leaving; it is the person who is getting on a ship to come to Barbados as well. You understand the dilemma?
I know what is happening. But to me, who don't want to go, I feel that they should give them a trip another time. Who want to go, let them go. Suppose they're going on, something happens, because we don't know who have it. It ain't showing in your face.
I just want to highlight the severe impact that this is likely to have on economies like ours. It really, I mean, we have been fortunate in the sense that we are now in February. I think the tourist season ends in March, I believe. The winter tourist season ends in March. We still have a little distance to go. But the heart of this...
Well, I just hope and pray that you know, it wouldn't fester in the Caribbean. And I pray every day. But for me, those persons who are scared and don't want to go, give them another chance another time.
Okay.
That is my opinion. Because when you're going on a cruise to enjoy yourself, and the way how that gentleman's speaking, he sounds scared. Anyhow, you have a blessed day.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning, David.
Morning.
You know, David, I want to make a point. Just an appeal, but before you make that appeal, I want to say to you, ask you a question. We are hearing about the cruise liners and this coronavirus, but have you heard anything concerning the airlines?
No.
You got a problem?
But it's not only the airlines. You're not hearing anything about the hotels either?
You're right. Right, because I was wondering, I may be here the cruise liners, but you know, lots of passengers travel via air as well, and they can enter all airspace as well, so I was wondering.
But look, hotels outside of the Caribbean are in lockdown, because as long as you get one person testing positive for the coronavirus, the whole hotel like is being locked down.
And Devin, you know, on the same topic, I find though it look as though just now every country would be isolated, because I find that when you get one or two cases, now there seems as though you cannot enter a particular country, and everybody seems to be staying home. They won't go into that particular country. You observe that's what's happening?
I would say one or two cases.
It looked to me as though now everyone will have been fighting this problem on their own steam.
No, everybody isn't fighting it on their own. I think at the center of all of this is the work which is being done by the World Health Organization. And then you have regional organizations that are also assisting, like the Regional Public Health Agency, known as CARFA, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know that one.
So, you know, the world is not fighting this on its own. There is clearly this unified approach. However, the virus is also highlighting the degree to which travel has increased across the world. We are now basically a global village. Thank God for information, because that's another component in all of this. I mean, if you don't know what is actually happening, you are more vulnerable to make mistakes. So that is why having the media actually highlighting it on a regular basis and telling you where it is and how it is spreading and what efforts are being made to contain it, and you know what efforts are also being made to find vaccines and that sort of thing. That is very important information.
Yeah, but to me, it's some sort of isolation, because when you hear, like, so you say Jamaica have it, God forbid, Then we said, well, we are not going to Jamaica, and it seems as though that would be the situation eventually. As you hear one particular country has it, then everybody starts to isolate that country, that particular country. But let me get my main point. They're just an appeal, though. Now, David, you know KFL well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know the Wesleyan Holiness Church in KFL?
The Wesleyan Holiness Church in KFL, yes. You know, you mean the one close to... No.
The supermarket, so to speak. Just when I come around the bend after you leave the supermarket, going towards the KFL pasture.
Yes, I know what you mean, yeah.
Right. Now, I am concerned, and I had a near miss there, I think it was Sunday afternoon, in a vehicle. There are 2 50-gallon drums that was placed there. I don't know if it's the Public Works Authority or the Water Works. But these cans, the video was there for over 2 years. And there's just some caution tape that wrapped around both cans. And it's posing a very, very serious challenge to the motorists. And I was in a vehicle, and the person, in fact, I believe both drivers, the one I was in and the one that was coming towards, I don't know if they miscalculate the distance between the cans. And it so happened that both cars met alongside the cans. And the lady, she was very, very scared. And I'd like to appeal to the authorities, whether it was authority or Ministry of Public Works, to do something about it, because like I said, it was over 2 years those cans was there. And it has a large hole, protecting a large, large hole. I don't know, understand what's the reason why they stand so long to do something with a particular hole.
Well, I hope they fix it. I see that